competition was intense last night. Oh, the quarterfinal already, and unfortunately, one dancing couple had to go. This time it was cyclist Nicholas Roach, packed away on his bike, had to leave the competition, and his brilliant dancing partner Karen Byrne, and they're in studio now. Good morning, lads.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Nicholas? How's it going?
Good now. It sunk in. It was very high in emotions last night.
Yeah. We were talking about that off air. We have to talk about that because I've been doing this 3 years. Karen, you've been there since the beginning. What a response or a reaction to someone leaving the competition. The whole audience were on their feet. You, Karen, were emotional.
I know.
What's going on?
No, it was mad because going into the dance-off, obviously going up against Ellen, we kind of knew going in. I said to Nick, just like, let's just go. Obviously, you're not giving up, but Ellen has been right up there on the leaderboard and obviously we haven't. But we went out there and we just kind of enjoyed it. And knowing that it's kind of your last dance, I think makes it even, you're not really, you are fighting, but you're just kind of getting out there and enjoying it. And then when everybody at the end did give us a standing ovation, I was just like, I think people just appreciated how far Nicholas came from week one to
week to one, I thought he's not going to last. I have to be honest with you. I thought, I don't know now. I don't know about Nicholas in the first week one, but the improvement was unbelievable. Did you feel it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that many, many times with Karen. And look, I got to week three because week two was non-animation.
No, don't say that.
No, but that's what I thought on day one. I was like, oh, like this is torture. but look, I fell in love with the show and I gave it everything. And between Karen and myself working day after day over the last few weeks, I managed to get a decent level, and every week kind of giving a little bit more and also relaxing into the show too. And I was an unbelievable experience.
Was that the hardest thing to get Nicholas to do, to relax into it?
Yeah. I mean, the hardest thing was, like, I kept saying to him, Nicholas, you look like you are terrified. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, and I said, just enjoy it. Smile, be happy. He's like, but I am enjoying it. And I'm like, yeah, but everyone at home thinks you're not. So it's hard to, because obviously you've never danced, so you're concentrating on the steps. And if you come from that background of performing, whether it's anything, but you're used to kind of putting yourself out there and just bluffing your way through, where Nicholas wasn't. He was from a sporting background that he had a finish line and that was his focus, that was his mentality, where on the show it was just completely out of his comfort zone. And I suppose to dance and give a kind of a bit of a performance was hard at the very beginning for him. And
so you'd never done, had you ever set foot on a stage, like a school show or a concert or a dance?
No,
absolutely zero.
Zero, zero, zero.
And so this was a completely different ball game for you.
Totally. And, you know, in cycling, it's all about poker face. So it's more of a grimace than a smile. So yes, it was like, I've done a bit of, you know, commentary and punting for your sport over the years. So a little bit of TV, but it's very different talking about cycling than going into a dance show.
Yeah. It's completely different. Yeah. I can't believe you said yes to doing it. You're mad.
Well, you know, it was great to have the opportunity.
Yeah.
And trying myself in an adventure that was just really completely out of my comfort zone. It was like I needed that challenge, and I'm so happy I took it on board.
And you didn't drop the cycling. I saw on your Instagram you're still cycling around Wicklow and still doing that. Is that something that you just have to do?
I have to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like in the evening, it was like my little therapy, and I even had the headlights because obviously I was going after dance training, and I just needed to get that 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, it just symbolic, just to go there and kind of take a bit of air. And I mean, look, the Wicklows are absolutely fantastic, so I was kind of up there in the wild, and coming back, I was like a new man when I was back.
Yeah. So what is next for you?
So I'm going back to commentary with two different TV channels doing some bike racing commentary. And I'll be also working for a professional Irish team of mountain bike called Trinity. So as a manager, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm doing that with one of my best friends. We've been working together for 12 years. He's my manager, and he's took me on board as a
brilliant
as a manager for the mountain bike. So I'm really excited.
Karen, who's going to win?
I will not sit on the fence, but looking at the level, I have to say everyone put loads of work in. The level is there, everyone's like, it could be anybody's, but I just love Nina. Like, I love how humble she is, and literally when I see her from week one to now, I just can't believe every week her performances. I'm like, and it was
it's incredible. Like you said, it could be anyone's. I mean, the standard of the quarterfinal is insane. Why is that, do you think, Karen? Do you notice a big difference? I mean, you won it with Jake back in 2018, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think the standard is different this year?
I feel everybody kind of upped their game, and I don't know if that's a case of obviously COVID. They're all keeping their own bubbles and probably not partying as much as what every other season
There's
would
been
have
no
been.
There's no partying on this season.
No,
I'm very disappointing.
It's very
strange. It's very strange, because I went into the dance rehearsal on the Monday and I thought, oh, there's going to be a few heads now this morning. Absolutely not.
Oh yeah, everyone on time. There's a force for everything. But yeah, maybe that's why the level is so high. They're just whacking the hours out of
it,
and
this is it.
No
I
alcohol.
I think so. We might need to put a ban on the alcohol. Well, listen, it was great to have you. I'll see you guys at the wrap party. Nicholas Roach, you were an absolute pleasure to have.
Thank you,
Karen. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars will be back on Sunday night, 6:30, RTE1. We'll be right back. RTE 2FM.